Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It's been a study of Nahum chapter 3. We finished verses 4 and 5, so listen as we start chapter 3, verses 6 through 10 today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready today as we're in Nahum chapter 3, verses 6 and 7. And I want you to really pay attention now as we start with these two verses, because we're going to compare retro to reason. All right, so don't miss out on that. Be paying close attention to these next few days as we get in this part of chapter 3 of the book of Nahum. Now, let me just also share with you that we have free Bible study courses, and you can order them, and they're free. They're true to the Word. We have an adult course, My New Life in Christ. That's for Christians just saved, but they have several adult courses. There's a teen and an adult, young adult course. Normally it's ages 14 through 20. A Country Called Heaven is its first lesson, but there are many lessons to follow. There's the preteen for ages 12 through 13. It's titled Winners with Others to Follow. And then children courses, ages 4 through 11. And their first one is See and Do Storytime Explorers. Now, again, there's no charge or obligation and no time requirement, and so that's good. However, I would suggest that if you have teenagers, like the young teen, young adult, if you have the preteen, 12 and 13, or the children, ages 4 to 11, it might be good to order these and share them with your family and have a family altar using those. I think it would be great. What you can do is write us at WTYG 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue. That's 36th Avenue, Ocala, O-C-A-L-A, Florida, 34471. And so you can just write us right there again. That is WTYG 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And ask, you got a request, but ask for the free Bible study course, and we'll get you started. What a great way to get in with your family and having a family altar. You say, I'm not real sure. You may not have one. I'm not real sure how to have a family altar. I think this would be a help. And even the adult course, husband and wife that maybe they have no children, or maybe their children are older and now they're moved away and it's just husband and wife. You could do this together as well. And so we would encourage you to do so. And we'll send you the material that you need. Just again, if you missed our address that I just gave you, be listening at the end of today's program. Our announcer will give you our address again and ask for the free Bible study course. Now, also, we're in the month of February. At least I think we're in the month of February. It could be later, but I believe we're in the month of February right now. And I am going to Israel November 30 through December 8th of 2020. Again, November 30 through December 8th of this year. We call it the Bible in Beulah Land. And you can actually go to our website and look at the Israel Experience, the Holy Land Tour. I'm not real sure right now how it is on there, but it's on our main page. So when our announcer gives you our website, centralbaptistocala.org, go there. And it'll have the prices, but not only the prices, it'll have all the various places that we go to visit. And they're great. They are really wonderful. We'll be on the Sea of Galilee. We'll be in Caesarea, Nazareth, Capernaum, down the Jordan Valley, Jerusalem, Masada, and Gedi. Oh, man, those are great places just of that. Naming those, but that's not the only places. We have Masada. We have Qumran. We have the Valley of Elah, where David slew Goliath. As a matter of fact, you'll be able to pick up stones from there, and they're free. Okay, those are some great souvenirs. Then, as we said, Jerusalem, we're in there for a few days as well, so don't miss out on it. I want to tell you, though, to check it out now pretty soon, because we will be taking reservations on that, and you can get in on it, but you do have a cut-off date, a final date, and that final date is August the 20th, 2020. What we'd like you to do is either send a check or do your credit card. You can do it online. Our site is secure. But you can do either way. Cash is cheaper, but nonetheless, you can go on and see the cost per person, and you can put a $300 deposit on it, and that for sure would say, okay, this person wants to come, and so that'll take it. So a good $300 deposit, I think, would be a great thing. So I hope that you will do that. Would love to have you go. I teach the Bible at each place that we go to. That is, again, the Bible. At each place we go to, we teach a corresponding scripture to that place. And I just didn't name all the places that we'll be going. We'll even be baptizing people in the River Jordan that want to be baptized in it. And most of the people that I've taken that have gotten baptized there, they got baptized again just to be baptized in the River Jordan, as was Jesus Christ. We also have pastors that will go with us from time to time, and I encourage churches to send their pastor and his wife. Boy, that'd be a great Christmas present. We're going November 30th through December the 8th, and you can say, well, Pastor, we're going to give you and your wife a early Christmas present, and that is the trip to Israel. That would be great, and you'd be surprised at how much fire that your pastor has when he comes back from Israel. It'll be tremendous. So I would encourage your churches to do that. And I'll let your pastor speak at one of our places. And in addition to that, if he wants to baptize in the Jordan, he can. And you can come with him, by the way. Pay your way and come on. And as many as want to come with him from the church can do that. But you come, and then he can baptize you if you want to be rebaptized there in the River Jordan. And then if he doesn't have anyone to baptize, but he wants to baptize someone, I always tell the pastors, the missionaries, I tell them, look, I'll baptize you, then you baptize me, okay? And that way both of us get baptized. Of course, I've been baptized more than one time now, so as I tell the people, that has nothing to do with our in obedience to the Lord's command after our salvation. But it does identify us with Christ in front of the Jewish people as we are in Israel. So I would encourage you to go. We have a great time over there. We have a lot of fun, and I think it would be a lot of fun for you as well. All right, let's get right into our Bible study. I hope you do have your good King James Bible, because you're kind of lost without it, aren't you? And so let's have a good King James Bible and pencil and paper so you can write things down. Perhaps you would want to write a question. We finished our question and answer period just about a little over a month ago on our program, and so you'd like to get a question answered for next December, well, then write us, okay, and let us know. You have a question, and I never read your name over the air, so you don't have to worry about that, and we will answer your question to the best we know how. Now, in Nahum chapter 3, verses 6 and 7, I want to start with those. I want to go through verse 10 in this section, but right now, let's just start here with verses 6 and 7. And I will cast abominable filth upon thee, and make thee vile, and will set thee as a gazing stock. And it shall come to pass that all they that look upon thee shall flee from thee, and say, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will bemoan her? When shall I seek comforters for thee? You know, having looked at that, just by way of introduction, sometimes I'll have people speak of the retro look. You know, that word retro is imitative of the past. Sometimes we senior citizens, and I are one, okay, but sometimes we look back. Sometimes we remember very well. Other times our memory's clouded and we kind of confuse events, but nonetheless, it's fun looking back. Middle agers like to look back. Even some young people like to look back. Many times looking back may have a very nice odor to it. However, some may look back with deep and many regrets, realizing that was the worst odor of their life. Although at the time, the smell of it seemed so nice, but as an odorless gas, it can kill and destroy, and much pain, much in the way of broken spirit, that the fun of the pleasure was not worth the consequences and their pain. And so there are many probably listening to me right now could talk about that. Some look in the same matter ahead and use reason to change the course of life from the present that can also end up a terrible odor one regrets later, or it can be a good odor because it was built on verifiable truth, that is, the Word of God. Now, in our text, we see that retro look in verse 6. Again, let me read that to you. I will cast abominable filth upon thee and make thee vile and will set thee as a gazing stock. Now, when God says, I will cast abominable filth upon thee, he means he's going to make the destruction of Nineveh so abominable and disgusting, it makes a normal man sick just to think about it, let alone look upon it. The flow of blood, the decapitated, dismembered, and destroyed by fire bodies left a terrible, very terrible odor. Women were publicly ravished to their shame, perhaps is the best way of saying that. Yet at the time, the best perfumes and the highest living standard of the day was in Nineveh.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.